We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, this is the Riverwind Casino Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Casino, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. This is the Riverwind Casino Coach's Corner. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Gabe Eichert.
Welcome inside the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind. It's OU Texas Week, joined by Gabe Eichert and the Sooner inside receivers coach, co-offensive coordinator, Cale Gundy. What a week, Coach. We can always debate if the intensity ratchets up a little bit, but it's always fun when you know what we have ahead of us on Saturday.
It is. There's no doubt. It's nice seeing you guys again. But I do have to admit, coming off the practice field and listening to that Texas fight song is already getting kind of old.
Sure, you got the crowd noise cranked up. Now, before we look ahead to the battle in the Cotton Bowl, let's look back at the Kansas State game. Some different things offensively, and you, it's things you guys have run over the years, Cale, but a lot of zone running schemes. I mean, more than we've seen in a long time from Lincoln in a game, and had a lot of success doing it. What kind of went into that mentality going into that Kansas State game and using a little more zone running schemes?
Well, obviously, you know, Gabe, being an offensive lineman, I mean, you're always going to want to attack the defense the best way you can and put yourself in the best position. And whether you're, you know, whether we're mainly a zone running team or a counter running team or polling, kicking out people, again, you do it every day in practice. So we can make those adjustments. And again, it's more or less just the team we're playing against. And thought that they would fit better and against those guys, and obviously it did this past weekend.
So, in other words, this offense is capable of doing either, right?
I mean, just look at that.
Right?
Look at how beautiful that is.
It's something that's used based on what, Cale, what you might see in the film and preparing for, say, a Kansas State or a Texas, which way is – is more zone or more the GT counter?
Well, correct. Yeah, that's okay. That's you've hit it on the head there. And obviously they're a three down team, and so again, different things, different gotcha. Plays, different formations. It just kind of depends on who you're going against. Offensively, we can do many things. We can do about anything except run the option, the true wishbone option, I would say.
Kale, one of the things that I thought was one of the big benefits of the run scheme style you guys were using was how you built the play action and the boot game off of it. It seemed like Spencer is awfully comfortable in those scenarios.
He was. Obviously, again, kind of going back to when you have the defensive front rushing three guys and you've got five guys that are back there pass protecting, a lot of times you're going to have a little bit more time and be able to sit back there and go through your progression as well.
You know, it's interesting because there's an art, right, to being able to throw on the run. You were great at it yourself, Kale. What has made Spencer so smooth? What do you see in his mechanics that has allowed him to be so accurate throwing on the run like he is?
Well, I would say that, the difference between, when I played just a few years ago compared to what Spencer does now, I think a lot of this has to do with, the training that these young guys go through in high school, having quarterback trainers that work with them and put them through different types of drills. And, if you watched a lot of Spencer's, stuff on Twitter or Instagram or his highlights with his quarterback coach, it shows him constantly moving around and throwing the ball with different arm angles. Whether it's going to the right or going to left, back then we just didn't do that much.
Right.
We were just more quick game or play action or drop back. So obviously he's good and he's comfortable with moving around in the pocket in certain situations and throwing on the run.
Kale, as the inside wide receivers coach, you're of course focused on your guys, but also as the co-offensive coordinator, you're taking kind of a big picture view of the offense. The offensive line had some struggles early in the season. Seemed like they did some better things against Kansas State, and they're starting to find a little more continuity along that line. How did you think those guys up front played?
We thought they played well. Obviously, there's always room for improvement. And again, Gabe, this. It's never just one person. It's never just one area. There's so much more than what people see from watching it on TV or a game. Sometimes it could look like it's the quarterback's fault when and then, it could have been with the receivers ran a wrong route, or there could have been a time where a quarterback, had a misread or something, or, an offensive lineman missed protection and it makes it look like it's bad on the quarterback or something. So, I think more importantly, we've just been harping on just doing your job. Again, we always put our players in position to be in the most successful as possible. Don't ask them to do too much. Just do your job and let the guy next to you do his.
Do your job. Love it. With that in mind, your inside receivers did some work on Saturday. Let's go through them. Let's start with Marvin Mims. Good to see him active and involved as he was on Saturday. Made some big plays.
He did. We're always trying to find ways to get him the ball. Marvin's the one guy that really, in our system, plays multiple positions. Even though, our outside receivers play inside, our inside line up outside, right side, left side, he's the one guy that really plays the true inside position in my meeting room, but will also play the outside position as well. My guys that most of the time that are always inside that go outside, I'm still coaching them outside. Marvin has to learn multiple routes depending on personnel settings and things like that because he's crafty enough to run around and to get open and to find space and also to run past people.
Kale, you guys are doing some more RPO things box count wise, but you just see this play right here. How important is it just to get Marvin some more touches, right? And we all know him for the big explosive plays down the field, whether it's post routes, the deep over routes that you guys run with him. But some of these easier throws and catching, just getting the ball in his hands, how important is that for y'all's offense?
Well, it's getting it out of the quarterback's hands and getting in playmaker's hands. And hopefully those guys in space have the the ability to make guys miss or to run through a tackle. You know, showing that route, you just saw Marvin caught and got down to the 1 yard line. You know, Marvin got coached when he came back to the sidelines. He needs to have the ball in the outside arm. If he has the ball in his outside arm, he's going to be able to stiff arm that guy, and he's going to score a touchdown there. Those are the little things that we coach, little things that we harp on every single day in meetings and on the practice fields. But, again, you know, the ability to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands where he's not always predictable in our offense of dropping back, waiting to throw the ball deep down the field, it just keeps the defense on their heels.
It's time for Eigerd's Intel, brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. And, Gabe, you found a play that caught your eye.
Yeah. Got to convert on third down. Third and 14, you find number 12. Just a nice catch and run. I'm sure you'd like him to secure it all the way and not have it roll around on the ground at all, Kale. But Drake doing some good things for you, man, whether it's blocking, you know, but it seems like he keeps showing up in these third down situations when you guys need big plays.
I mean, if there's, you know, one guy that I need to go to the cubby hole with, I'm in war with, I'm going to take that guy right there because I know I can count on him. I can trust him. I know he's going to be there. And I know if the ball's anywhere around his body, he is going to catch the ball. And I know he's going to run a great route. He's just one of those players, you know. And again, what a great play. It's a great play by Spencer, you know, because obviously the defense is in zero coverage, which means there's no free safety. So everybody else blitz. There's six guys that are blitzing. We had five guys out in routes, six guys that are pressuring the quarterback. You got five linemen, one guy's free. Quarterback's got to give some ground and still puts it in an area where Drake's able to catch it. Outside receiver does a good job of releasing inside of the safety there to set that pick. You know, again, there's just a lot of things that happened that people didn't see.
We call that a rub, Kale. Yep, it's not a
do.
Pick. Pick makes it seem illegal. Rub is legal. Just a little rub.
Great play. Good stuff. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Texas, and let's go more in-depth on Drake Stoops and what he's meant to this team as we're inside the Coach's Corner with Kale Gundy.
Thank you to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Health and Anheuser-Busch, and our community partners, Fowler Auto Group, OU Health, OG&D, and Coca-Cola. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Riverwind Casino, still the one. Bud Light, it's for the fans. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access radio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino.
As the legend goes, Kale Gundy in 93 entered this game with a hip injury. Oh, it doesn't matter. Helmet off. Celebration on the option. Let's go. 38-17 Oklahoma. You were hurt that week, right?
Do what?
You were hurt that week, weren't you?
I was bad. I didn't practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow.
Did not practice Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. My father found some, I don't know how to put this, maybe some, my dad grew up on a farm, so knows a lot of people in the farming business. We found some horse liniment, and he came to the hotel Friday night. We put that, rubbed that on my hip. The only problem was the next, for like 24 hours, your breath smelled straight like garlic. But it gave me a chance to play the game.
No wonder he looked so quick on the touchdown run. He couldn't feel a thing.
Hey, and wildly enough, that was Coach Gibbs' first win over Texas. He was 0-4 against Texas going into that 38-17. What a performance. It leads us into just talking about what – I mean, Coach, you're the longest tenured coach on the staff. You had success in the OU-Texas series as a player. And this is a staff with a lot of guys that are OU alums or played for Oklahoma. It means a little extra to those guys and yourself, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, we've got now five of our coaches, assistants on our staff that played here. Then obviously we got some younger coaches, whether they're graduate assistants or quality controls, who obviously played here as well. And you guys know this, been around it, and Gabe knows that it's a different game. It's a different feel. It's hard to explain if you've never been in it. You know, you pull into the fairgrounds. You know, people are banging on your bus. You get off that bus. You know, there's 20, 30,000 people, Texas fans, OU fans. It's different. You know, you walk down the tunnel in pregame and before the game. You know, side by side, you're passing guys. It's just different. You guys probably don't remember this, but when I played before the game, you used to walk down side by side down the tunnel. Basically, you could reach out and touch the other guy's shoulder. It was amazing, and there was never any fights or arguments. Nowadays, there'd be all kind of stuff going on. But you know, we talk to our players about, you know, being careful of wasting a lot of energy before the ball is kicked off, because you can get caught up in it, and you can waste a lot of energy out there in pregame or in warmups before that ball is kicked off. Because after the game, when you come back up the ramp, I can remember this. I was physically and mentally drained every single game. I mean, I was beat up, but I was just mentally drained. You just put so much into it, and there's so much into it from the outside, you know, so it's a different game.
Kel, you look at them defensively. Pete Kwiatkowski comes from Washington, brings a new system there under Steve Sarkisian. What have you seen so far from Texas's defense as you guys continue to prepare for this game Saturday?
Well, Pete's been a good coach. He was a good coach out at Washington. You know, I think that what they're doing is you know, they're not putting themselves in a lot of bad situations. They obviously have got some good football players and got some good talent. You know, they're not gonna take a lot of chances. They like their talent that they have, the ability to run around and try to keep the ball in front of them. But they will blitz you a little bit. They will place a man like everybody else. But they're just not a heavy pressure team. They're not a heavy come after you team and put themselves in a lot of positions. Now, obviously, you know, TCU ran a reverse here into a corner crash, and they should have never even ran that. They should have got out of that. But anyways, good football team. It'll be a challenge. And again, I think most importantly, as always in this game, is who controls the line of scrimmage. You know, who's able to run the ball, who's able to stop the run, who's able to get to the quarterback, who's able not to get to the quarterback. That's the biggest difference in this football game, in my opinion, besides the turnovers every single year.
You know, it's fascinating because there's always questions about, are there things you're seeing similar to what they did before to what they're doing now? I know that's kind of hard to really quantify, Coach, but is it a completely different scheme? Is it a completely different mindset from what they had before? Or are there elements that we saw in 2020 and 2019?
Well, you know, first of all, there's not a lot of defenses. There's not a lot of fronts. There's not a lot of coverages. There's not a lot of blitzes. Everybody pretty much does the same thing. It's just some people do more than the other people do at certain things. So it's not that they're not going to come out there and put a defense up there that we've never seen. That just there's just not that – there's not enough people and there's not enough space and all that stuff. So we pretty much know what they're going to do. They pretty much know what we're going to do. There'll be a slight couple adjustments here and there on our side and on their side. And after that, you got to block people. You got to, you know, break tackles. You got to take care of the football. You got to, you know, catch one-on-one balls and things like that.
You think you'll get more than 9 possessions in this one?
I do.
I mean, it's just the way that you guys have had to play offensively the last several weeks,
yeah.
It's different, right? Having that few possessions in a football game, I'm hoping you get more in this one, Kale.
There's no doubt. I believe we will because of the way that they play offensively. You know, again, at the end of the day, we got to have long drives, and our defense has got to go. We got to get some three and outs, you know, and that's how you get more possessions, is you get some three and outs, and, you know, we can get back out there on the field. But, again, that's why it's so important to take advantage of every opportunity that you had, just like last week in the K-State game. Again, I don't think Kansas State punted once. We did not punt one time. So back and forth game.
Yeah, I see Turk. He's literally walking around like he's lost on the sidelines. I feel bad for him.
He warms up a lot.
He warms up. There is not a punter more ready than Turk is.
I'm wanting to cut Turk loose. I'm wanting you guys to see this guy punt.
We watch him.
I want him just to see this guy punt. I've never been around anything like it.
Hey, I love watching him in pregame. I don't want to see him during the game, Kev. I don't want to see him on the field at all.
You got me.
You know me.
You are right. You are right.
Hey, I want to circle back because we talked about Marvin Mims. You touched on Drake Stoops. But let's go a little bit more in depth. Obviously, it knows the story. Coach's kid. Got a scholarship last couple of years, so it's great to see. Where have you really seen his development, his growth in Drake Stoops?
His route running. Because you're talking about Drake, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, his route running. And he's always been a good route runner, but you know, if you're not an elite speed guy and have the ability to run away from people, then you've got to be able to win by running routes, and that's what he does. He knows coverages, he knows the ins and outs, he knows how to create space, he knows how to win with leverage, he knows how to set people up. You know, he's really, really good. He does a really good job of that.
All right, so, Coach, we let you go. We give the fans the final question. Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question for Cale Gundy. Very simple. What's your favorite memory at the Cotton Bowl? That 1993 run was pretty sweet, but you've had a lot of success as a coach.
Turns out he couldn't feel a thing.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I would say my favorite memories are just as a kid growing up watching this game on TV. You know, back then, and when you grew up as a kid, when you're my age, you only had one TV in the house, you know, and that was in the living room. And so, you know, my mom was in there, my dad was in there, my sister, my brother, and myself, and just the big games. And growing up in the state of Oklahoma, in Oklahoma football, the biggest thing in this state, every single year, just those memories, just the memories of Coach Switzer and his football teams and the offense and, you know, the great Texas football teams. To me, those are the best memories that I served. Again, I've had a lot of success, obviously, as a player and more success as a coach, a lot of those great memories. But I would say for myself, it was with my family.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we'll welcome everyone back. It'll be a packed house on Saturday. Can't wait, Cale. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck. We'll see you Saturday.
Sounds good, boys. Put your sunscreen on. It's going to be hot.
Oh, gosh. I get sunburned at that game every year.
Every year. All right, when we come back, we'll talk defensive line and defense with Calvin Thibodeau inside the Coach's Corner.
Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Riverwind Casino, still the one. OU's football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This segment is brought to you by Community Coffee. Family-owned Community Coffee, the official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes.
Finally, we get to welcome Calvin Thibodeau inside the Coach's Corner. We've missed you so far this year, Coach, as we get set for OU Texas. How you feel about where this team is, specifically your D-line heading into Texas?
Man, I'm excited. We just got off the field, and the guys have put another day of good work in. So just excited about the opportunity, another opportunity for us to continue to improve and go after our goals.
You know, we talk about this a lot, and Coach Grinch has talked about a lot. You and I, Gabe, have talked about it a lot. The importance of practice. It kind of came under scrutiny this week with what Coach Grinch said after the game on Saturday. How do you feel about that focus? Have you seen it where you want it this week in preparing for Texas?
Yeah, you know, in a game like this, it doesn't take much, man. Everybody knows what's at stake, and, you know, the guys have, you know, took it personally and responded and really, really been pleased with what we've seen on the practice field.
Tibbs, looking back at last week against Kansas State, a little bit of a different game plan than maybe what I expected from them with how much they just dropped back and threw it with Skylar Thompson. How do you feel your guys responded to the way that K-State played that football game offensively?
Yeah, they did some pretty good things. I think it was a combination of things, but at the end of the day, man, I know that we can perform at a higher level than that, and they all know that, and you know, we got high expectations for the group. So, you know, at the end of the day, we found a way to win, and you know, you applaud the guys for that. But understand, we got a standard we got to play to, and you know, so far this week, they've practiced their butts off.
I still thought Benito was going to get there. He had the train in front of him,
he hit the 50, and I said, that kid's got no chance to get there.
That check engine light came on, man. So
I think he was trying to get the ball to Bowman, too, maybe. To see
he should have.
He should have. He would have scored.
But with that in mind, Reggie Grimes got the fumble. This team has already recovered more fumbles through five games than it did in all of, 19 and 20. What have you seen has really helped lead to that? Because it's a lot of your guys that are getting in there and hammering it out.
Yeah, I think it's a point of emphasis from our leader on defense, Coach Grinch. He really emphasizes it, and it means so much to the players. I think when you see guys that are recovering fumble, that means that they're playing hard. That means that they're straining to the football. And usually if you're straining to the football, you're going to be around it enough to where when it's loose, you're going to find it.
Looking at Deuce Vaughn last week, and now Bijan Robinson this week, two of probably the top five, at worst top 10, most elusive guys in all of college football. How difficult is it to practice for a guy like that? Because you look at it like you want to be physical in practice, but you're in the middle of the season now. You want to be smart when it comes to tackling, those types of things. How do you prepare for guys that are just that elusive?
You know, when you turn on the tape, you know, I'm a five from Texas. He's kind of in a class of his own. You know, I've watched, you know, this is year six here. There's only been a couple guys that make me sit up when I watch them. And he's certainly one of them. You know, last time I did that, I think we was playing Georgia and they had two real backs, you know, one that went in the first round and Chubbs led the league in rushing. I mean, he's a special back. And we got our work cut out for us. We got to, you know, the game will be won in the trenches. And we got to play on that side of the line of scrimmage. And we got to embrace that challenge, man. He's a special back. You got to want to tackle. He breaks a lot of tackles. He has great balance, great vision, great feet, great jump cutter. And like I said, I mean, when you watch the tape, I mean, he's a special back out there. I mean, he's in a class of his own.
What's the challenge of emulating something like that in practice, Coach?
We've got some backs that have been doing a pretty good job and giving us great looks. I don't know if you can emulate that, but I think, you know, our guys have done a great job. And, you know, practice is always a challenge. So they've done a pretty good job just overemphasizing tackling and wrapping up. You know, I think that's big. You know, in a game like this, you want to make sure that, you know, don't take anything for granted, man. The fundamentals, man. Make sure you're wrapping guys up and running your feet. And when you tackle, man, that you're not going backwards, that person's going backwards.
So one of the easiest ways to not let Bijan get going is to live in the backfield.
Absolutely.
You know, create chaos in the backfield like you guys have done so many times over the last couple of years. How important is that penetration? How important is winning that battle at the line of scrimmage when they're trying to run the football with Bijan Robinson?
It's everything. You know, you're wrong as a defensive lineman if you're, you know, not in the backfield or stuck on a block. And you know, we want this guy to be jump cutting in the backfield, not on the line of scrimmage. So it's critical that we're getting vertical penetration and making it hard for plays to get started.
Tibbs, it's interesting because I think you've said this, a frustrating day tackling-wise last week against Kansas State. In a roundabout way, is it maybe a good thing to be able to have that coaching point heading into a weekend where every weekend is important to tackle, but come away with a win, But yet these guys know that's an area where they need to be better.
No question. I think that the game is it's almost perfect timing, you know, because you win. And anytime you win a ball game, you still can coach these guys really hard. And it's always easy to coach harder after win. So to you know, have the guys, you know, on edge and be able to bark at them and get them ready to go play, man, it couldn't have been perfect timing. You know, I kind of like the move. We feel like we got something to prove. And, you know, we feel like, you know, there's a chippiness, there's an edge to us. And I think that it's perfect timing. You know, you come out of that one and you're patting yourself on the back and thinking you've arrived, you know, and then you go into this one, you know, maybe you feel a different way. But, you know, we've got their attention as coaches. They believe in the message in the room, and they're excited to respond.
We've kind of gone the opposite of what we normally do. Usually we talk about your guys in the segment, and we'll talk about Texas or the opponent in the final segment. So we'll spend some time talking about Perrion and Isaiah and those guys in our second segment. But before we wrap up, let's focus one more guy, put him in the spotlight here for Texas. Casey Thompson, Oklahoma kid. Seems like they've found a little bit of a different level since they put him in at quarterback.
You know, he's talented. You know, he can throw the ball, man. You know, he can make every throw, and then he's athletic enough to keep plays alive. You know, when he's scrambling, he can scramble. You know, he had a, you know, 50 yard run against TCU, but when he's scrambling, he's still looking downfield, so he's dangerous. So he's definitely got the command of that team. You could just see it on tape, and it's a big challenge for us.
All right, Orthodontics exclusively wraps up our first segment with Eichard's Intel. Gabe, what are we looking at from the K-State game?
This is something that doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but as a former offensive lineman, it stands out to me. They're going slide protection here. Isaiah Coe is being double-teamed. Yeah. He removes 76 from his person.
Hell yeah.
Beats 69, pressures Skylar Thompson, forces an incompletion. It doesn't seem like much, but this is first and 10. Mm-hmm. Now it's second and 10 instead of Skylar Thompson throwing a completion there and making it second and 6. Those are the type of effort plays that matter in big games. Tibbs, you got to be really happy seeing that from 94.
No question. I've been pleased with him this season. You know, it seemed like he's found the ball or did something positive in pretty much every game. And he's been a great addition to the team, to the room. And he's a guy that continues to get better and better. So I'm glad he's a part of this this defense, and man, I just look for more and more from him as the season goes.
I met his dad last week. Awesome dude. Are we knowing about his availability? I know he was in the tent with what looked to be a lower extremity injury. What are we seeing from? Are we going to get to see Isaiah this weekend?
That's the plan. That's the plan. He's grinding it out, and that's the plan. So we got to go scrap up and go get it on. You don't want to miss this one.
No, not at all.
Sounds like you need some of that stuff that Kale was using. Back
in 93. About like horse rubs or something earlier. All right, hey, quick break. When we come back, let's talk about that defensive line room with Calvin Thibodeau inside the coach's corner.
We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside of the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. Chick-fil-A. Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points towards delicious rewards. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with our captains. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com.
Sooners twist up front. He has time. Lob toward the end zone. It's intercepted! Trey Brown! You can unhitch the wagon! Oklahoma wins in 4 overtimes!
I was exhausted just doing sideline reports in that game, Tibbs. Boy. I can't even imagine what it was like to coach in that last year.
Boy, it was a roller coaster, man. You were drenched, man. Like, I almost felt like I was about to cramp up out there, but man, it was worth it in the end. I'll tell you that much.
And in the end, the Sooners won it 4 overtimes. Now we go back full capacity. You're in these as a player. It's exciting whenever you see that half crimson, half burnt orange. you know, for some of your guys, they haven't experienced it yet with a full capacity. Is it a conversation you have with them, or you just let them experience it?
You touch on it, but ball is still played on that grass field. But I just told them you thought you experienced it, OU Texas last year, and I think, you know, you can amp that up, you know, by tenfold. And, you know, that'll be the experience that you have this year. So they're excited.
Obviously, this is a big game, and it's OU Texas. You have to have your big-time players make plays in this game. What's kind of the conversation? What are the conversations you're having with Perrion Winfrey before this game? Kind of quiet against Kansas State from a production standpoint. So what's kind of the message to Perrion heading into this big one?
Just be a finisher. Be a finisher. Don't put too much on yourself. Run our defense. Play with unbelievable effort. You know, strain and be a finisher. You know, be a finisher. Find the ball. You know, if you're finishing plays, good things are gonna happen. I showed him the game last year in which he played, and man, you know, he finished a lot of plays. And you know, was really happy. You just noticed his enthusiasm, his energy. It was big for us. And, I showed him, you know, played 50-plus snaps in that game. And for a big guy, that's hard to do. So, I mean, just be yourself, man. At the end of the day, finish plays, play with a scream, you know, enthusiasm, and let the chips fall where they may. But he's excited. He's, you know, the only way you fix stuff is by, you know, putting your head down and working your butt off in practice. And to his credit, he's done that.
We talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and honestly, it was the first time that I'd had a chance to interview him. He's a good kid. Like, he's fun. He sat down and grabbed a seat in the post game and was just talking for a while. For him, is he a student of the game, or is it something to where, you know, you got to push him a little bit on that front? Because he seems like he's grown in that area.
He is. He likes to, you know, he likes to be able to tell me things about things, games that he's watched, whether it's the NFL, whether it's college. You know, he's always asking me about protections. He's always asking me about different pass rush moves, different schemes. So he studies it, and, you know, he's always watching it in his spare time, and, you know, he wants to be great.
That's awesome.
Obviously, you guys take the approach of focusing on yourselves heading into a game, but clearly you're studying the opponent closely. What have you seen from this Texas offensive line, right? They have Okafor, the left guard, goes down last week. They got to shuffle some pieces around. You've got limited snaps of seeing the group that you're going to see on Saturday play together. What kind of challenge does that present, not seeing a bunch of snaps of the unit that you guys are going to see on Saturday?
Well, you know, you look at the schemes that they're running, and you look at the style of play that they're running. They're doing a great job. They're winning the line of scrimmage up front. They've been able to run the ball well, particularly in these last two games. They pretty much ran the ball well in every game. But when you look up and see, you know, rush totals over 260 and 300-plus yards, that grabs your attention. So they're winning the battle up front. So it's a great opportunity for us.
Watching some of the highlights. You know, we talked about Casey Thompson a little bit, too. They get the ball out quick, and, Coach, we've seen teams do that against Oklahoma the last few weeks. Is that frustrating for your guys, for your pass rushers, when you have guys that are getting the ball out so quick, almost doesn't even really give you a chance to get after them?
Right. There's ways to still affect the quarterback. You know, get your hands up in the throwing lane, collapse the pocket, move guys off their spots. You know, sometimes, you know, that stuff doesn't show up in the statistics, but you still have to be able to affect the quarterback, and that certainly is the plan going into the game.
Can't wait. All right. We mentioned talking about some of your guys. Gabe brought up Perrion Winfrey, but just in general, Coach, this defensive line room, strength of this football team, you and Coach Kane working together, is there still a decision-making process where you want a guy inside as opposed to outside? I mean, we joked about this with Dennis Simmons last week, but what's that like between you and Coach Kane trying to decide who's in your room and who's in his room and how that plays out?
Yeah, we want to put the best guys out there and let them go hunt. And, you know, whichever guy we think, you know, gives us the best chance to get to that passer or, you know, live in that backfield, those are the guys we want to have out there. You know, I think you kind of caught a snippet of what, you know, we could be, you know, and what we were striving to be in that Nebraska game where, you know, pretty much, you know, every guy that played, you know, had a tackle for loss or had some type of play, you know, and it was multiple guys. We want to do it in numbers through our rotation, whether it was Perrion, whether it was Josh Ellison, Isaiah Cole, Corey Roberson. You know, these guys, they're making plays, and you know, I'm excited to have these guys, man. And they're unselfish. You know, we play, you know, six guys consistently, and they're unselfish. They're pulling for each other, and that's what you need as a team. And really, really proud of these guys. And you know, we want to do it with our numbers. We want to continue to rotate guys, and you know, when it's time to close, I know who I want to have out there. But you know, we want to keep guys fresh, and I think when you keep the big guys fresh, you avoid injuries, you avoid the, you know, mental mistakes. So you know, that's the plan.
Josh Ellison appears to be getting more snaps for you, Tibbs. What have you seen from big number 90? How has he progressed so far this season?
I think he's playing more confident. I think he's more sure of himself. He knows the defense, and you know, he's been able to get off some blocks. He does a great job running our stunts, and I just think he's a little bit more confident this year, and I've been pleased with him, and just keep challenging him to do more. And you know, he's excited about that challenge. He loves to play. I thought he did some good things in this game last year. You know, this is kind of when, you know, that trust really grew. You know, I think he ended up playing like 35, 40 snaps. And for a big guy, you know, particularly in this game, you know, it showed me that I trusted him. So really, really looking forward to seeing what he does this Saturday.
Is this as much depth as you feel like you've had in this interior? Or maybe the term might be trusted depth, guys that you're not afraid to put in games?
I would say so, just from the standpoint of, you know, playing six guys. I've never really done that, you know, inside. But it's guys that you trust. It's guys that aren't just trying to run the call, but trying to find the ball. And that's encouraging. And you know, in any game, I think the situation kind of dictates the rotation. But these guys, man, they work hard. And, you know, I want everybody to have a role.
Don't just run the call. Find the ball. I think we got a T-shirt, all right? I think we got a T-shirt there. Hey, I want to ask about one more guy, and then we'll get to our Twitter question for you. Jordan Kelly, I know he's been a little bit dinged up. I assume he's in that group of six, because there's been some moments over the last few years where he's flashed. What more do you need to see from the Union,
bro? Just you know, he kind of got off to a tough deal. You know, he I think he had COVID the first week, and you know, I think before the Western Carolina game, he practiced one day, and I still played him. So he's kind of getting his foot this footing back on track. But I expect for him to, you know, expect to see him a bunch, and you know, he's worked his butt off, and I think he's knocked off that rust, and he's ready to go play big for us.
I like him. I can't wait to see it. All right, fans get the last question for Coach Thibodeau. The Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question is a very simple one. Calvin Thibodeau, what is your favorite memory at the Cotton Bowl for OU Texas? Got a lot of them.
Yeah, I thought last year was huge, man. You know, just in everything that we were going through with the COVID, we're 1-2. We're looking to find ourselves, and you look up, it's a 4 overtime game, and guys just kept fighting. I mean, some of that stuff was self-inflicted.
But probably shouldn't have gone to overtime.
No, I mean, but when I looked at these guys' faces on the sideline, and I seen like they didn't panic. They, hey, let's go play another one. And, man, I was just really incredibly proud of these guys. And it flipped the whole season. It showed that, hey, we were asking for these guys to finish 4 quarters, and they didn't even realize that they had 4 overtimes in them. And I think from that moment, we were able to draw from that game, and we realized what we had inside of us, and we was able to get rolling. So, that was a big moment for me. I'll always remember that game. And, you know, I was just so proud of those guys, man. I think, you know, I know you're supposed to have a mask on, but in that locker room after that game, it was crazy, man.
It was awesome to be there. Tibbs, we always appreciate your time. Great to finally get you on the Coach's Corner this year. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
There he is, Calvin Thibodeau. We'll come back and wrap up the Coach's Corner next, presented by Riverwind Casino.
Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets from Love's Travel Stops, Riverwind Casino, and Homeland.
Final couple minutes here of Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Casino with Gabe Eichert. I'm Chris Plank. Oklahoma, Texas this Saturday.
One second.
Oh.
One second.
Oh.
They wouldn't let me do it earlier. But
oh, okay.
Feels right.
There.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
No changing it.
Better.
No changing
it. That's better.
Two teams battling.
Gosh, doesn't that look better? Yeah.
Two teams battling for Big 12 supremacy. Here's what the standings look like right now in the Big 12 after a couple of weeks of conference play. Oklahoma sitting atop at 2-0, 5-0 overall. Nice start for Oklahoma State, who's creeped into the top 20, but
found the formula.
Texas
run the rock with Jalen Warren.
Texas is there too. There's a chance these two teams can meet again in December. Don't sleep on that Iowa State team at 1-1. And it's a fairly quiet weekend in the Big 12. Only three games as we take a quick look at the schedule here. The TV side of things, Oklahoma and Texas, the big game. West Virginia, Baylor, and suddenly the resurgent Texas Tech Red Raiders take on TCU on primetime.
The 4-1 Texas Tech Red Raiders. What a huge win for them last weekend in Morgantown.
And gave up 70 to Texas. All right, Gabe, we got 30 seconds left. What's a key you're looking for on Saturday for an Oklahoma victory?
I really think Oklahoma needs to play well along the defensive line. Texas is using a different offensive line lineup because of some injuries. They got to win that battle. And if OU's defensive line can control things, I think that puts Oklahoma in a great position to win this football game.
I like that. That's a good look. Well done on your part.
Horns down for life, Plank.
It'll be fun on Saturday, 11 a.m. Oklahoma and Texas. For Gabe Eichert, for Whit Viney, our producer, I'm Chris Plank. We'll see you next week in the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Casino.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, this has been the Riverwind Casino Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Casino, still the one. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.